Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
This might sound counterintuitive to those of us who are worried about sharing any personal information due to the preponderance of cyber attacks and phishing. But there's a new piece of legislation being haggled over in the EU called the Financial Data Access Regulation, or FIDA. The idea is to share banking data with fintechs and banks in order to democratize financial services and create way more competition in the banking sector. It's quite complex as to what will happen to this personal data, and many are nervous, of course, about sharing anything with the big social media giants. And Katrina Murphy is a partner in financial services with EY. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, Joe.
What is FIDA?
So, Joe, the context for this is that most of us have our money spread across lots of different places. So we have savings accounts with one provider, mortgage with another. We've got pensions, insurances, you know, investments elsewhere. And when it comes to trying to get a clearer picture or a better deal, that often means logging into lots of different applications and filling out the same information over and over again. So that really starts to matter when the way that we want to interact with financial services is changing. And people want to speak, they want to ask questions using voice and digital assistants rather than clicking into apps and menus and forums. And in order for those digital experiences to work properly, you can't have your financial data stuck in silos. And that's really what FIDA, or Financial Data Access, is about. It is a proposed EU regulation on open finance. It's really about bringing the financial sector into the digital age, but in a way that puts the consumers and small businesses firmly in control of their own data. We already have open banking for payments, and FIDA then brings this a step further, where it extends your ability to share your data across a much broader set of data.
Now, people will be nervous about sharing their personal data, especially their financial data, with anyone, let alone kind of across the board. Tell us how this regulation would work.
That's fair. So the point of this is that it's really customer centric. So having competition, security, trust, they're all primary objectives of this. And, you know, you can decide who gets access to your data and you can withdraw that consent at any point.
OK, so if I have a bank account with one bank and a pension with another provider and all that stuff, are you saying that that will all be centralized and the data will only be linked to your name and your kind of personal details? I just don't understand. Are you giving this information away?
So you can decide how you want to use it. So one of the objectives of it is to allow innovation, so to allow third parties to build new services and propositions on top of your data so that it can aggregate the data for you.
Mm-hmm. And this includes your financial data, so your savings and your income and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are you sure people would actually want to do that?
Yes, you know, when I look at my teenage sons, you know, they're already interacting with financial services very differently than we would. So they're much more open to, you know, speaking with their digital assistants and saying, you know, what is my net worth like? You know, how do I spend compared to my peers? So it's
time. Teenage net worth is not very much.
But for those of us.
So the rules are coming in, and it would allow us, if we wish to share personal information, and how will that improve financial services and the offering that they give to us?
So the advantages for individuals and small businesses in particular is, you know, less friction, more choice, better digital services, and whether that be switching providers more easily, getting better advice, faster financial decisions, or just having more transparency and control over your finances.
Okay, more choice. Does it create more competition?
Absolutely. And that's one of the core objectives of the regulation.
Is it to dilute the control of the kind of traditional banks and bring in fintechs more?
Yes, originally to bring in fintechs and create more innovation and competition in the European Union.
Will it drive down costs?
For the banks, not so much at the start. So there is a lot of work to do, a lot of foundational work that needs to be done to get ready for this. So, you know, simple things like really high quality customer data and having a good solid view of the customer view, that's really important. Secure data sharing over APIs, your consent.
APIs?
It's about sharing data securely between financial services. So making sure that all of those foundational elements installments are in, that's really important for the banks to start preparing for.
And where do the big platforms, the big social media platforms come into this? Because a lot of us would be very, very nervous about sharing with those guys.
Well, one of the reasons the FIDA regulation is a little bit delayed at the moment is that there's quite a lot of opposition and lobbying going on across Europe.
By
some of the bigger countries. They're worried about certain aspects like the data sharing schemes, about the protection of European data, the role of the large platform players, so trying to keep out big tech and not giving them the access to all of this.
Is that possible? Are you able to exclude them?
Yeah, that is one of the core discussions at the moment. So we want to create competition and innovation in the EU, but not having unintended consequences for, you know, the normal banks within it.
Now, this still has a few stages to go. It's in the trilogue at the moment between the Council, the Parliament and the Commission. But you don't think it's going to be here anytime immediately?
It looks like it's taking a bit longer than planned. I would say it's probably fair to get consensus over 27 member states over something this significant. It was always going to take a little bit of time, but the direction is consistent. It's still about competition, about innovation, about having better outcomes for customers. So it'll take a little bit longer, but that's not to say banks should wait for that, because the reality is that FIDA and AI are two parallel forces that are both working to reshape the market at the moment. So, you know, while the banks prepare for 2028, the AI layer is already being built today. And we've seen several examples of that over the last couple of months.
Superb. Katrina, thanks so much for joining us. That's Katrina Murphy, a partner in financial services with EY.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.